That's right. I saw my mother spin this wool and make yarn out of it, and then knit her socks, things like that. Many a time I have been with her when father would tell her there's a sheep died back over there, and she'd go over there the next day, and I'd go with her, little bitty old boy, you know. She'd pull the wool off of that sheep and bring it in. And we never thought of such a thing, you know, as buying any mattresses then. Everything, if you wanted a good bed, you nearly everybody had a bunch of geese, you know. Mm-hmm. Pick the feathers and pick them geese ever so often. Make a good feather bed or pillows or anything of that kind, you know. Shoot.
What did you put on your bed on top of it?
Oh, you mean on top of those, say, springs or
and then
something?
Then your feather bed and
we
then
put on, lots of times we'd fix a tick and fill it full of straw and put on top next to the springs and then put your feather bed on top of that. You had a real good bed.
Oh, yeah. What'd you put on top of that? What'd you crawl underneath?
We just put sheets on top of that bed then. Or blankets or something. Mostly all sheets at that time.
Did your mother make these things that were made out of pieces of cloth sewn together?
Oh, yeah. That is quilts. Yeah. Oh, yes. I've seen my mother with a loom. It would weave these carpets. Old-fashioned looms, you know. That's something now that I bet you couldn't find one if you was looking for one.
Oh, it costs too much to do it. You go to buy the parts?
Well, I mean, no, if you wanted to see one.
Yeah.
I don't know where you'd ever see one
yeah,
at
you'd
now.
You'd have to buy it special made.
If
you wanted to get one, even.
But I have seen her do that. I've seen her weave that stuff, you know, and they used to. I think that is a little bit before my time. They used to make all the cloth, you know, and make their clothes for the children, you know. They called it jeans.
We mentioned quilts. Did your mother make those things with cotton batten inside, and then she'd take a little stitch here and a little stitch there?
That's what they'd call comforts.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. They'd take and make a comfort top, you know, and also a bottom of a little different material. Make the bottom and then cover that with cotton. And put the top on then, and as you say, just put it here and there all around. They call that comforts.
Did you ever spread bedding on the floor and sleep there?
Oh, yes, many a time.
Did you call that anything special?
We just call that a pallet.
Uh-huh.
You have to make a pallet down and slept on one many a time. Many a time.
How about a fancy cover for a bed? What'd you call that?
Call that a bedspread.
When you were a boy?
Yeah, well, I don't know whether when I was a boy, I don't know if we had very many of them or not. We usually would use this comfort top, you know, put over your bed.
You ever hear the word counterpin or coverlet or any of that when you were a boy?
I don't remember. Don't recall that.
It wasn't common here, huh?
I don't remember that.
You remember these shirts before they came out with pre-shrinking?
Yeah.
Remember how you used to get them to fit when you wash them once?
be too little for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How would you say they'd done when that
well,
happened?
It failed to, let's see, what did they call that? Anyhow, it is, I forget just what they call it, but now then, after they got onto that, you know, you never make no difference in it. It's just the same thing. All
thank goodness.
I can remember very well.
My tongue was hanging out from the time I was 2 years old.
I remember that mighty well. I had a cousin visited me from Conroe, Texas, here a few days ago. And when he left this country, he was just a little boy, about 5 or 6 years old, said he had a little dress. He didn't have anything else, only his shirt tail. Just in his shirt tail.
What would you call a peach? What would you...